Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hey, the show's starting.
Beep, 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 beep.
Welcome in, Big Bad Morning Show. As I'm sitting here trying to fix, why does this mic always come so loose? It spins around.
Does it?
Yeah. Talking out of the wrong end of it. Anyway, welcome in. It's the Big Bad Morning Show. We are live on YouTube. If you go to YouTube, search 105.7 The Fan, you can watch the show. And as I said in the promo, you can see, well, Rob's off again today. But I was doing the promo yesterday, and I was saying we're all going to be back, and you can look at my ugly face and those two beautiful bastards. it's fun. I got a lot of people that were sending me messages about us being on YouTube yesterday and, you know, kind of talking about it, getting a chance to see behind the scenes. And then we have to get used to the cameras being on. I said I'm definitely going to be making faces when people call in and say stupid things. So that's the first thing that's probably going to get out. But anyway, yesterday was fun for some. You had an important day. Do you want to talk about going to?
Yeah, I'll talk about it briefly. Tony now. Sheeran. I'm going to talk about it in depth later.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to eulogize one of my best friends yesterday, Tony Barksdale. You know him as the deputy mayor of public safety. He was in the paper. So a lot of people do know who he was, but they don't know that, you know, we had an extraordinarily close relationship. When you call me dad.
Yeah.
You know, and he, you know, I promote him, or I found him early. I'll tell a story later. It's kind of funny what I did to him.
Is this what we're going to talk about in the commission's Baltimore?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to talk in depth about it. And I found him, and I decided, oh, this is the guy. Like, you just, I mean, one thing I do, I have an eye for talent. I think part of my success was always finding good people, and I would surround myself with smart people, good people, and it made me look good. So I never understood guys who were threatened.
That's why you asked for me on the show?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
You
man.
Have no idea.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Smart guy.
So and Tony was a star.
Yeah.
He just was. And it's funny, just the way we met, which I'll, you know, describe at 8:45. It's just very funny, this relationship between a young guy from West Baltimore and a guy from Brooklyn who end up like just loving each other. I mean, we have a 25-year friendship that was extraordinarily close. His mother acknowledged, you know, called his daddy. It's just a very sad day, but it made me happy. He got honored. I mean, the mayor spoke. Brandon Scott gave him a nice tribute, and Cecile Dixon did. It was actually funny. I stuck my foot in my mouth yesterday.
Did you?
not during my eulogy. But just
all right, go ahead. Tell everybody the story. Don't keep it to yourself.
I was great. I talked about Tony. I kept it light because I don't believe in being real heavy though. Because everybody's sad enough, so you try to be light. You try to. I was giving some humorous stories about the two of us and, you know, my relationship with him. Try to describe what it was like, and. At the very end, when I have to say goodbye to him, I started to cry. So I was good the whole time, but I kind of lost my control at the end. I had to say, I said, give me a second. I got myself together again. And I, you know, said what I said to him. And I walk over to the podium. I go back and sit down, but I'm crying. And the woman behind me gave me some tissues. Sheila Dixon's in front of me. And I'm friendly. I like Sheila. And she turns to me. And she's always been a little flinty with me. She grabs a bunch of tissues. She goes, "You don't carry Kleenex?" I go, "No. Do I look like an old lady?" And I'm like, "I'm talking to a woman who's older than me. Like, how stupid can you be?" I'm like, "You idiot." Although she looks like 15 years younger than she is. She's in amazing shape. She looked fantastic. But I'm like, God.
Like, is it a little nostalgic too, going back there, seeing some people you haven't seen in a while, some you like, some maybe you don't, but because you've got a lot of interesting ties here in Baltimore, so I'm sure you saw a lot of people yesterday.
Yeah.
I did that.
I saw Martin O'Malley in the distance.
Oh, very nice.
You know, obviously he's not going to say anything. We didn't say anything, but it was good. I mean, I Fred Bielfeld was there, and I think Fred was a very good police commissioner. He was there. We talked briefly on the outside, and then of course, Rich Worley was there, the current commissioner. We were very friendly. Rich cracks me up. He's another baseball injury. He's like us. He just wants to keep getting fixed so he can play baseball. I said, "You're something else." Like, yeah, you can't keep doing it. He goes, "Look who's talking. You had a motorcycle crash." Yeah. I go, I guess. And I saw a lot of people I haven't seen in you know, a long time, which was very nice, catching up with some folks. It just was. Some really good people. I just think people become police officers special. They're different than other people.
Yeah.
They really are.
It is kind of interesting, too, to like look back on these types of events, because you and I were having a conversation. It gets weird when you get to a certain point of your life, and then it feels like you're just burying people that you knew along the way, whether it's an acquaintance, somebody you worked with, a close friend, or even somebody like a celebrity that you watched die. Or you know,
Chris Cornell.
You see that, and you're going, "God, man, it just feels like..."
I've just had an extraordinarily... I mean, I'm happy I'm still here, but I've lost the closest people to me in my life.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, both my parents passed, but that's expected. They were older. And I obviously miss my parents. But Jack Maple.
Yeah, but you had long friendships, though.
Yes. Jack Maple he's my son's godfather. He taught me everything I know about policing. I taught Tony, and Tony mentioned his two. One of the people who eulogized him before, the woman before, she said, the two biggest influences in life, he said, were Jack Maple and Ed Norris. Jack Maple was my mentor, but Tony also knew him because he was down here. And the two of us mentored Tony, and then I did. And Jack died at 48 years old. 48. Sonny Archer, the tattoo on my left shoulder, samurai. He was going to look like Sonny Liston.
Yeah.
He was a giant man with a little mustache. With another amazing human, 48 years old, dies in the line of duty. Steve Gager last year, offensive tackle, defensive end on my high school team. Probably the best player we had. The only guy that didn't go D1. He could have. He got a full ride to Wake Forest. Decides not to. Didn't want to. Five guys go D1. He stays home, but he did very well. He died last year. This year, Joe Martinez in New York, my Puerto Rican buddy. I go to Puerto Rico with twice a year. I've known him for 30 years. He passed away at 57. And then Thursday, Tony at 53 leaves. Like, it's, you know how sad that is? Like, these aren't acquaintances or guys I knew. These are my people.
I honestly think that's the hardest thing in life, is watching the people you care about die and then trying to pick up the pieces afterwards.
And then you see them in your phone, it's like, I can never call you again.
Mm-hmm.
It's so sad. That was yesterday, though.
It's like I've heard people say, man, you know, I still have both of my parents. I have no grandparents. They're all gone. But like, you know, a situation where you kind of look at it and go, okay, well, I still have these people. I'm very lucky and fortunate to have them. But I hear people say all the time, like, I wish I would have picked up when they were calling and not just sent them the voicemail or whatever.
And we had a connection. I didn't mean to cut you off. I just wanted, before I forget, like I will, one of the police officers, Mike, yesterday. Was that your father's birthday?
Yeah. The guy I talked to. I think I told you about
it. Yes, and I forgot that he came up to me because, you know, I do know you. I said, I do know you. I know who you are.
Yeah.
And he said, he was there.
So I brought it up to you. I was sitting there at we threw my dad a surprise 70th. It's kind of difficult, too, because he lives out of state and trying to get people to show up and in the basement of Das Beer Hall. And They were great. They took great care of us, and they had a big block party going on that day. But I did get a chance to talk to a few different people, and he was the one that sat down at my table and started talking about you a little bit. So
yeah,
but yeah, I mean, like, look, this is the tough parts of life. I know. Hey, we'll get to some stupid jokes and things like that later, but I do think this stuff's important to talk about because, you know, until you've been put through that, because the people that I talk to that say, hey, you're going to miss it when you can't look at that phone call and even decide to hang up on it. You know what I mean?
Like, yes.
Yeah. Pick up every time.
Well, I can verify that. It's absolutely true because, you know, now I see Tony's name and Joe's. I can't call my father. There's things I've wanted to tell my father about his grandson, what my son is doing. Mm-hmm. Can't. And that's a real harsh reality.
Yeah.
It really is. But yes, there was a big honor for Tony. I mean, everybody, and Ivan Bates was there. Well, like, you know, we and Ivan talked so for a bit.
Does he know Norman? No, I'm kidding. Just go ahead. Anyway.
Jesus whiz.
Hey, Ed Gein was the creator of Norman. Anyway, go ahead. It's Ed Gein. All right. Well, hey, man, we'll talk more about this. By the way, Commissioner's Baltimore's at 8:45 today.
And then after the funeral, I went and had blood drawn. Because
you're back.
I'm in agonizing pain, and you can't figure out why.
Oh, that's great. That's the one thing you want to figure out. It's like, oh, God, I came here to figure out what's going on. Yeah, we ain't got any idea. We're just going to take some more time.
We'll take some blood and urine. And
we'll monitor the situation.
I like my doctors. I'm very fortunate. They're really thorough and good. I like them.
Yeah.
So thank you, Joshua Griffin. So a little shout out there.
I'm just happy my doctor has thin fingers. You know,
They don't do that anymore. You're the only one.
Oh, you got to request it.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to get a written statement.
They do
from
the
home.
Prostate stuff through blood work now. You're an odd one.
No, you got to. They do it in a parking lot now. Anyway, Joe's going to start yelling. Break. All right, guys, we got a full show today. World of Stupid at 7:00, where we're going to talk about something. And I wanted Rob to be here for this, but we already put it in place. Was Eddie Murphy a good comedian? And you guys will understand once we start talking about in the World of Stupid, and we're going to take calls after it. But this hour, we're going to talk a lot of football. So Ravens up next. Lamar misses practice with knee soreness. Harbaugh believes he'll practice Thursday. How do you think Lamar's injury could impact the game plan? 410-583-1057.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Talk about
the ability has a knee, so it's not the hamstring, nothing there. Some soreness coming out of the game. So he should be okay. And I'm looking forward to practice tomorrow.
That's on Lamar. There you go. It's John Harbaugh talking about Lamar. And again, You know, I know the question we ask is if he's dealing with knee soreness, and none of us are privy to how serious anything is. Is it something that's going to nag him for a bit? Is it something that's not going to go away until the end of the season if he keeps playing? But the one thing is, if he's out there, and he may have just taken a pop, you know how this goes, a bump on the knee, a pop, maybe you tweak something and it's uncomfortable. But I fully expect him to be practicing either limited today and then in full tomorrow or some aspect of it. I don't see him sitting on Sunday.
I don't either.
Yeah. Because I think you might see this more often than you think of him just getting a few days off during the practice weeks. So I just like it doesn't affect me one way or another. I will tell people, though, playing Cleveland on a back end of a back-to-back, not necessarily where you want to be.
Definitely not.
Because it is an advantage for the home team there, and with the history of these two teams, this is not me telling you that Cleveland's going to beat Baltimore or anything like that.
Yeah.
I do think they somehow, some way keep it kind of close.
There have always been a problem. I'm contradicting myself. I don't believe in historical football.
But it's happened recently, though.
I know, but it's happened for a long time, actually. Mm. And they've always struggled with Cleveland. I think it's just the whole, you know, you see each other a lot. You play each other twice a year, every single year. You're really familiar with each other. So I think that's a problem. And even though Cleveland's, a bad football team, but they've always been a bad football team.
Yes.
It's been a long time. So, you know, I am a little concerned because they do always play the Ravens tight, give them trouble. And you've mentioned more than, I don't know how many times, what advantage is in a short week to be the home team.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's not a long flight or anything, but you have to go.
Yeah.
They're there. They've slept in their own beds. They're home. It's very different. So I'm concerned. Still think the Ravens win, but
yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is it's so weird getting to this point of the season because at some point you start to realize, and people have their ideas of who's good and who's bad.
Yeah.
But at some point, some of these teams, you know, pack it in. And it's more about individuals trying to show out and can you get young players to play for you if you're so what are you really playing for? That's why when we talked about Brian Flores when he was at Miami, they wanted him to lose so they get a better draft pick. It's like if you win, we might lose four spots in the draft.
Yes.
And if we wanted to trade back up, we'd probably have to give up a first round pick to move up four spots or multiple picks or something. So you understand it from the team standpoint, but you really can't tell somebody to intentionally lose a game. Mm-hmm. But this is, I don't know how they fix any of that. I mean, having a lottery kind of helps, but teams are still going to try to lose to get more balls in the lottery. Like, you know?
Yeah.
But I think getting back to this, like.
I hate the lottery, by the way.
Do you?
I hate that even more.
It's better than what they have.
I don't know about that.
But they
don't like
it
at all. Yeah, they can rig it. I just don't like it because if you're the worst team, you should get the first pick. It's like, it shouldn't be you're the fifth worst team. No.
But I think the thing they're trying to do is make that team. It's like, okay.
I know it's trying to make people not tank. But.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, I think there's valid points on both sides of this. Like, if I'm a team, I know what's best for my future, right? If I'm the GM of a team, I'm like, all right, guys, we're 3-13 at this point. We got one game left.
Yeah.
If we don't win this game, we're getting a top five pick, guys.
Yeah.
Don't win this game. You can't say that to them.
Right.
But you know, as a GM, it's the best thing for you. But players still go out and play. But what happens is, and this is what happens in basketball, when teams are tanking, they don't tell the guys to intentionally lose. They just put out weaker players. They put out lesser.
That's just what I was going to recommend. And just put up basketball. They're disgusting.
Oh, don't even get me started.
They're disgusting. And we should talk about this a bit.
Scumbags.
This whole load management nonsense where we're talking about people looking for a draft pick. The NBA does it every week.
Yeah.
Every week.
We're not even 3 weeks into the season.
Yeah, you tired already?
And we got guys that can't play on back-to-backs.
He played 11 games?
Healthy. Cade Cunningham couldn't play on a back-to-back. What is he, 22? 23?
Right.
Like, what are we talking about here?
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable, it's man.
But back to the NFL.
Soft-ass players.
I'd rather do that. I'd rather a team fake an injury, you know, instead of just having people throw the game. Just have your star players on the IL. Oh, sorry, he's out and he's on the injury list. He's on the injury list, and then you don't play them. And we all know you're lying. You know you're lying, but nobody cares.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the first pick.
Yeah,
do it that way. Just don't insult my intelligence. Like,
I mean, I think the lottery is the most fair way to do it. But again, it also leaves into these leagues. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've already talked about it. Whether or not you want to talk about the frozen envelope and the Knicks getting the number one over pick and getting Patrick Ewing, the time that everybody thought Tim Duncan was going to the Celtics and that they were going, boop, here he goes. He's going to San Antonio now. And then even this past year with the most ridiculous one of all time, the team that traded away one of the best players in the league and shocked everyone ends up getting the number one overall pick with having the worst odds in the history of the lottery to get the number one overall pick.
Just don't want to distract you, but Malachi Starks on NFL Network right now.
Look at that. Very nice.
Very nice.
It's good to see some of these guys get, because like people were asking about him, like, hey, is he, do you think he's a bust? Do you think he's, I mean, have you seen enough from him to see that? Mm-hmm. I think he's starting to come into his own.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah, and starting to figure things out. But
I think our rookies look pretty good.
Yeah. But getting back to it, the whole point with Lamar, if I'm going to circle back, and I just took us down some path. I don't even know what the hell we were talking about, the NBA. But with him, again, like, I just fully expect some of the vets, some of the guys that have some barking injuries, that they're going to get days off. And we won't know the severity of some of them. Mm-hmm. But and I know it sounds so stupid to keep saying it. The paramount thing is just to stay as healthy as you can. And if that is in giving guys off practice, because this is my thing. You want to talk about like this being like load management in the NBA with guys getting off. Nobody's paying to see him practice.
No.
You know, like these poor, the poor kid that his family from Mexico, they raised up or saved up all this money to buy him tickets to drive to San Antonio to see Steph Curry, his favorite players. His big, like big Christmas gift. They're like, hey, this is your birthday Christmas gift.
Right.
All the way up until you're 20 years old. Like it was that type of deal. Yeah. They get there and the Warriors benched all their players.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you tell that family? Oh, tough luck, kids. And did they bench him? Because like, there's bad luck where guys get hurt.
Absolutely.
And you buy tickets. This isn't it.
It's never. They're the only league that does it. It really bothers. It bothers me a lot because for exactly that reason, where particularly in the NBA, the difference is, in football, is 22 players on offense and special teams. There's a lot of people who go into this. The NHL. You have 25 on the roster. Everybody plays pretty much because there's four lines on offense and several defensive lines. Like so, you can't just sit. It's unusual. Mm-hmm. They sit if they really can't play. In the NBA, it's a star-driven league. You have five guys on the court pretty much. You have bench players, but you know, except for the Knicks. Anyway, used to. But
yeah, Tom Thibodeau. We got how many minutes in a game? Cool. You guys are going to play all of them.
Everyone, but. You know, it's a star-driven league, so you know, you have two or three stars on some of these good teams. You sit them. Why are people coming? Why would you come? I mean, honestly.
Don't do this to me, because I can't defend this damn league that I love.
People know I like the Tampa Bay Lightning. If Victor Hedman was, kept out of a game.
Is that V-I-C-T-A? Victor?
Yes.
Yeah, Victor Hedman. Sorry, go ahead.
If he was kept out, I like him a lot. I wouldn't be crushed because there's a lot of other people on the ice.
Yeah.
I mean, I would like to see him play, but okay, I get it, you know. But it's not the same, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, it's frustrating as hell. But we're going to talk some more Ravens here. We'll get away from the NBA for a second because I'm just going to keep getting pissed off. Ravens O-line struggled last weekend. No question about that with the numbers that Ken McCusick told us on Tuesday. Yet another instance of uneven play. What will it take for Harbaugh to make a change with the offensive line? Want to hear from you. Are you upset at some of the things you're seeing? This isn't just a bashed Daniel Falele segment, but I'm sure we'll get some of that. He wasn't even a worst graded offensive lineman. There were two guys that got Fs and Falele didn't in this past week's game, according to Ken McCusick. So we talk about that next right here on The Fan. All right, welcome in. Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris here. Rob Long's off today. It's a Big Bad Morning Show. We've been talking Ravens. Some people were wanting, you know, an offensive lineman to come here in a trade. Where would where can you improve along that offensive line? A lot of people point at the guard spots, but saying this has kind of hasn't been a great year for anyone across the board. I mean, Ronnie Stanley's Ronnie Stanley, but I think you hold him to a higher standard because he's a left tackle. Rosengarten, I think there are some aspects of each one of these guys you can go, oh, I like him in run blocking, but I don't like him in pass blocking. And it's the exact opposite for Falele where you go, yeah, I like him in pass blocking, but why can't this guy figure out run blocking? Why is he whiffing against the guy that's right in front of him?
Yeah. You know, like they've gotten to be, I don't say that, so negative. But they're grading poorly, but it's worse than that. You know, sometimes they'll grade out well or poorly and you don't know it because you don't really, listen, we don't do what McCusick does. No, nobody in the show does that. And he does an in-depth, play-by-play every position. I mean, it's a real labor. So he'll point stuff out. But when you can see it yourself,
yeah,
and the eyes say, whoa, our offensive linemen are being pushed backwards. They're not turning. Like there's nowhere, you know, when you're running back, they teach you to run off the number, the back, you know, the numbers of the offensive lineman. He's supposed to drive, turn a little bit, and then you go, you know, you break off whatever way, you know, between him and opening.
Yeah.
He's supposed to get between you and the defense. They're not turning people. So I don't know what the hell's going on.
And you make life difficult for Derrick Henry too, right? Like the simple fact that you're talking about a guy that likes to get downhill. We brought this up yesterday, talked in length about Derrick Henry, the type of success that he can have and everything like that, but some of the struggles down near the goal line and why they haven't been punching him in consistently. What is going on with you two? What did I miss? Something happened. Joe, are you okay? Are you in? Oh, Ed, are you okay?
Yeah. It's
the other thing that you guys will start to notice if you're watching on video is that we can talk in each other's ears where only the other person can hear them. And Joe can, like the voice of God, because you can't see his face, he can talk in our ears. That's why sometimes when Joe is talking to us and I don't know if he's saying it in my ear on the air, you might hear me answer a question from him. And then I go, oh, was he just saying that to me? So I probably sound like an idiot more times than I planned on a daily basis. But yeah, I mean, look, this is the offensive line you have. I don't know that there's any wholesale changes coming unless, you know, you kick the tires on something that's out. There's still some players that are out there. There might be some guys that ask for their release. And I mean, that would have been better. If
I thought Noteboom would have been a decent replacement. It turns out he hasn't been.
I had so many people ask me, why wasn't he active on Sunday?
I know.
It's just like,
there's got to be a reason.
I have no idea. I don't know if this is doghouse related. I don't know if this is, you know, maybe it's trying to light a fire under some. I don't know. But that's where we're at. And it's funny too, because like looking at it this week, your offensive line coming in, the one thing that Cleveland has is a very good defense.
Yeah.
And we've talked about it. The last time we were talking about Lamar missing practice with knee soreness, I think the last person you want to go up against with knee soreness if you're a quarterback is Myles Garrett chasing your ass down.
Yeah, so, definitely.
I mean, Myles Garrett's already had a 5-sack game this
11
season.
11 sacks already.
He's had 5 in one game.
I know.
It's unbelievable. So, yeah, this is one of those games where, like, I know people, I don't know if people are going to dismiss it because of how the season has gone. You know, like fans. Mm-hmm. But I always feel like this is one that people write, oh, come on, well, they're not going to lose to the Browns. Why? Why couldn't that happen?
It could. Anybody.
Yeah. I mean, if you've watched this league, you can lose to anybody. Yeah. Just look at this past week.
Absolutely.
The Dolphins beating the Bills. The damn Saints beating the Panthers. I'm sorry.
Panthers.
The Panthers. Panthers.
Yeah. Let's see. Myles Garrett has 11 sacks. The Ravens have 12.
So we're beating him?
Yeah.
He sucks, man.
Yeah. Isn't that unbelievable?
There hasn't been a pass rush here. Dude, when they... Ed, I just called you dude. I was
like, dude.
Dude, when they came out earlier this year and they're a couple weeks into the season, and they're going, our leading pass rusher is Matt Ibike. And he ain't played since week 2. Are you kidding me?
Wow. I didn't even realize. We're tied for dead last.
Yeah.
Dead last.
Who are they tied with?
Jacksonville and San Francisco.
Oof.
The Bengals have one more sack than we do. The Jets have more.
Yeah, but to be fair, I think a lot of teams are just running the football in the Bengals, but that sucks. That
just sucks. Give an example. We have 12. The Broncos have 46.
Yeah, and that's why I say, like, when we ask that question, when will you know which Ravens team you have? Because you're playing a lot of inferior opponents. You're not seeing, along this stretch, you get to see the Packers and Patriots, and you got 2 games against the Steelers, and I don't think they're good.
This is really bad. It's funny, we talk about the pass rush every year, and now it's, like, really glaring, because somebody used to remedy this. But now, I mentioned the Broncos are 46. They're the outlier. The next teams after the Steelers have 32, the Seahawks have 32, the Lions have 30. You go to the middle of the pack, like, let's see. The Chiefs, 20. The Texans have 22. The Buccaneers have 26. The Rams have 27. But those are good numbers. We have 12. We're not even like with the rest of the kids here. It's like we're falling behind the rest of the kids in class.
Is this week 11?
Ugh.
I think this is week 11, isn't it, in the NFL? Yeah. So week 11, you've had your bye. So you're looking at a situation where you're averaging close to 1 sack a game. Or a little over 1 sack a game, I should say. But Anyway, all right. We got more NFL to get to. I do want to tell you, stay tuned. 7 o'clock, World of Stupid. We're going to ask the question, was Eddie Murphy a good comedian? I'll explain why we're asking that question, because we all had a big debate. And I can't believe Rob and Ed were wrong on this one, but I'll explain why.
I can't believe Rob's not here to defend this position.
Yeah, it's just... And you agree with him. When did this happen? When did I become... Hey. Up next, we're going to talk about the AFC. Ravens, Bills, Chiefs, or the field. Who do you think is getting to the Super Bowl? We talk about that next right here on The Fan. 410-583.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
1057. All right, 410-583-1057. If you want to get in, we're going to talk about the AFC side of things in the NFL. Who do you think is going to get to the Super Bowl, or who takes the AFC? Is it one of the big dogs that we've talked about and we thought coming into the season? Ravens, Bills, Chiefs? Do you like the field? I mean, obviously, if you're looking at the field, it's going to include some teams that, you know, the Colts, who, by the last time I checked, they have the best record in the AFC.
Tied with the Broncos.
Yep. And then the Broncos, who I don't even think are good, but they're in first place.
Yep.
So those are, you get those in the field, and whoever else may sneak in. I think we're going to get a couple teams from the AFC West.
I think they're going to put in like three teams.
Yeah. And then you look at the AFC East, I mean, the Patriots and Bills. I mean, that's pretty much what we're looking at, right?
Yeah.
What, if I, actually,
I can't believe the Bills wouldn't be there, so therefore the Patriots, they have to be there because they're probably taking the division.
Yeah. If I asked you that question, though, what would you go with?
As far as the, who's going to come out of the AFC this year for the
yes.
Super Bowl?
Ravens, Bills, Chiefs, or field?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I can't even answer that because I don't think anybody's a clear. There's no clear New England Patriots with Tom Brady. There's no clear Chiefs with Mahomes at his peak. Like, I don't know. I'd say the Colts because, you know, Jonathan Taylor's going to have an MVP season. They got a good defense. I just don't know. Like,
it's just funny.
I meant to say the Chargers, but I, you know, that's just me being, you know, what I do with them.
I'm sitting here looking at the Bills and I'm going, man, they beat the other two teams, right? They beat the Chiefs Ravens and the Ravens this year. But if you want to look at it, they lost to Miami. They lost to Atlanta. They lost to New England. And again, New England better than we thought at the beginning of the year.
But they lost two divisional games already.
Yep.
So.
And this week they get Tampa Bay. So you get Tampa Bay and Buffalo coming off of losses.
Yeah.
And both of these teams needing this win. Because, like, if you look at the NFC, it's kind of... It's muddled there. There's a lot of teams with 5 and 6 wins that are kind of hovering around each other, and it's going to matter how you finish.
The Panthers are right behind the Bucks, which is stunning to me.
Well, they had a... And then people are talking
I thought it would be the Falcons, you know, and the Falcons are 3 and 6.
They can't figure it out. I mean, they're Jekyll and Hyde as much as any team in the league. Yeah. But here's what Buffalo has the rest of the way. They got Tampa Bay at Houston, which I don't think is easy, at Pittsburgh. They have at New England still, at Cleveland, Philadelphia, and they finish up with the Jets, which...
It's a tough schedule. That's a tough schedule.
Bengals are in there as well, but like, again...
does anybody think it's the Ravens?
I can't. I want to say yes because I do think they're good enough to make that run. I mean, when you start going over those pass rush, they should be the team that we're circling, in my opinion, if the pass rush is going to be somewhat better than what we've seen.
It has to be because that's the reason for me, too. I can't say someone's going to go to the Super Bowl when the worst sacking, the worst pass rush in the league. You're tied for last place. I just can't do that.
It reminds me of that that quote from Will Smith in that movie where he said, What if I told you a man came into my office for a job interview not wearing a shirt and I hired him? And he goes, he must have had on a really nice pair of pants. You know, and like thinking about it, like you think about what you're saying, how many times have we said, look at the way to beat the Chiefs, look at what the Buccaneers did, look at what it's a pass rush.
I was just going to say
the front four.
That's how both teams beat the Chiefs.
It's the greatest equalizer in the NFL is being able to frustrate the opposing quarterback. Yeah. And even if they get a lead, your pass rush, I mean, you still have your pass rushers here. If you can get a lead, you just unleash them. But I guess when we're looking at it, that the reason I bring up that quote is the Ravens could still win without having a great pass rush. But Lamar's going to have to be otherworldly special, I think, against some of these teams.
He can, but I think the point you just bring up is the point I like to point to. The teams that have won Super Bowls recently, Tampa and Philly, have done it with a pass rush, period.
And we know the Chiefs have a pass rush and one of the best defensive coordinators. So it's not like we're dismissing them. They've been to 5 in a row. Like it's just
obviously. Yeah,
they just keep going.
Yeah, they keep going. But it's just I can't imagine, you know, because for all the joking, I don't believe in sack numbers solely. I believe hurries matter in quarterback hits because it does take people off their spot. It does ruin timing. And to say otherwise, well, you don't bring them to the ground. That's irrelevant. It really is. It's nice because it puts you out of field goal range. It'll kill a drive. Hurries matter. They do. Yeah. I mean, that's why they track it. It's like,
a jab in boxing is one of the more important punches you can have. It's not necessarily doing the most damage, right?
Right.
But it plays a purpose.
Yes.
And that's the whole point with this. The pass rush plays one of the biggest purposes on the field. Of again, we've talked about all the changes that have gone on defense. Mm-hmm. And when you look at those changes, you have to honestly take a look and say, God, where are we going to be better off putting money or investing money into this? And I think it has to be pass rush more than anything.
So it's funny. I think we've all said that for the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
They did get Mike Green, though, so you can't totally fault them for that. They made some, but I mean, they pick up Draymond here recently.
You know what the problem is, and then people don't want to hear it, but where they draft typically, I'm not saying you can't find pass rushers because they've taken them.
Yeah.
But you think about the really good ones in this league, they're all drafted in the top, not all of them, most of them are drafted in the top 10.
Yeah.
And with the Ravens and their philosophy of best player available, is a best player on their board going to be a project as far as a pass rusher? If you don't believe in it, like if you don't like it, like I look over at the Chiefs, we just brought them up. They drafted Karlaftis out of Iowa? I'm trying to remember where he came from. But again, they were like, oh yeah, he's a good pass rusher. He's kind of a tweener. He's been great for them.
Yeah. Let's see here. Miles Garrett, 1 of 1. Aiden Hutchinson, first round, second round pick.
Second pick overall.
Second pick overall. Micah Parsons, 12th pick overall. This is where they are. Young Luke.
What did I do? I thought you were going to say something else.
This is why you keep a notebook.
Oh, I'll get out of here.
And not a sheet of paper you throw away every day.
Look, you don't have these lying around your house?
You know when I made these notes? October 14th.
Yeah.
I had this because it was on my mind. And now I have, and TJ Watt was 30th overall. This is what I give up.
Damn detective over here jotting down. Okay, what was he wearing? All right.
You know what's funny?
Was it a hat?
These are detective notebooks.
They are.
This is how, yeah, they don't use a side note. These are the top
open. Flipping.
Yes, that's what I use.
Oh, man. But yeah, again, like, the funny thing for this year is when this question was asked in years past, you know what the answer was. People would go, okay, you can pick all these other teams. We know the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. This is the one year where I go, yeah, I don't know if it happens this year. Because there is something still missing.
I don't feel the Chiefs are going this year.
Yeah.
I have more. I believe it'll be somebody else.
Joe, can you highlight the show and bring it back at the end of the year?
Yeah.
As the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl winning game.
I don't want them to.
I know.
But it's like, I think it'll be the Colts or somebody. It'll be somebody different. It'll be the Colts. Maybe the Bills get there, the Chargers. Somebody different this year. I don't think it's going to be the Chiefs.
All right.
And sadly, I don't think it's going to be the Ravens. I just don't feel they, because I know they've won a couple in a row now, but they haven't looked that overwhelming to me, like the way they have. You know, like last year when they're beating people, like they were just annihilating the best teams in the league, like 2 years ago, last year. It's not happening right now.
All right. Well, I mean, we got a bunch of callers and I can't even get to them. We got the World of Stupid coming up. Guys, hang on. We got call segment. We're going to talk about Eddie Murphy at 7:15, which I know a lot of people are going, what? I'll try to get to these calls when I can. World of Stupid next. Again, we're going to talk about a couple different criminals and we're going to talk, is Eddie Murphy a good comedian? Stand-up comedian, right?
That's the debate exactly that we had.
And we'll tell you who stands on what side. We'll do that when we come back in the World of Stupid here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.